Radharani and the Jackal. Vrindavan is a very unusual place, and the inhabitants who live there are also unusual. There are beautiful parrots who live there and who serve Srimati Radharani. The parrots are the first to tell her if anything is happening in Vrindavan. In the dense forests of Vrindavan, and especially on Govardhan, there are peacocks whose magnificent tails delight everyone. When the peacocks hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they start trembling and they spread their beautiful tails. Every peacock dreams of Krishna wearing his feather, and sometimes they organize competitions to please Krishna with the most beautiful feather from their tail. But also in Vrindavan live animals that are not as pleasant to look at, like the jackals. The jackals howl at night, scaring children, and therefore the locals often dislike them and chase them away. Once, when they saw a hungry jackal who was looking for food, some boys decided to play a cruel joke on her. They started throwing stones and sticks at the jackal and drove the poor animal into a narrow hole. Rejoicing at their victory, the boys found dry leaves, twigs, and sticks, and, deciding to punish the innocent animal, set fire to the entrance of the hole. When the smell of smoke reached the jackal, she whimpered pitifully. This pleased the boys, and they began waving their fists and loudly discussing what was about to happen. The fire was approaching the jackal, and she, unable even to move in that narrow hole, howled desperately. This cry was immediately heard by Srimati Radharani. Together with her friends and the parrots, she quickly came to the place where the animal was crying. Seeing what the children had done, the Queen of Vrindavan became angry and asked her friends to disperse the cruel boys. Extinguishing the flames of the fire with her tender palms, Srimati Radharani called out to the jackal. Still whimpering, the animal poked its nose out of its burrow. "Come out, you have nothing to fear," Srimati Radhika said affectionately. Sri Radhika said, "You are safe now. Those boys will not touch you again." At this time, the gopis brought out delicious prasadam and fed the jackal. And the parrots, having memorized those boys' faces, promised to tell Sri Radhika if they ever dared to hurt anyone ever again. The grateful animal lay at the feet of Srimati Radharani. The jackal's skin was all wounded. Her eyes were reddish. Her paws were trampled, and she looked very thin. But Radharani is most kind and compassionate, and she gently stroked the animal, giving the jackal her mercy. Then Srimati Radharani asked the parrots to tell her at once if anyone else in Vrindavan was unwell. After that, Radha left, and the jackal looked after her savior for a long time with gratitude for this miracle.